Saturday evening. The movie is supposed to be a zom-com, but it's not scary and it's not funny. You can see the glow of tiny screens as people while away the time texting. I get a text from Beck asking where I am, so I guess she's got her phone back from Mum. After the film, Gary and Joel want to go onto the youth club disco. Thanks to Tigger, I'm feeling shattered. I decide on an early night and catch the bus home. In the early hours of the morning, Mum knocks on my door and asks if Tigger is in my room. She says he went out through the cat flap to do his business in the garden and he hasn't been seen since. I help her check the house. No sign of the beast. In the end, we find Tigger in the tool shed. The wind must have shut the door behind him, so he got trapped. Not that Tig seems to mind. He's fast asleep on a bag of compost. At least one of us is getting a good night's sleep.